Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. As you may or might not know, today happens to be the 51st anniversary of ABC's General Hospital. I have my trusty sidekick, Emily, with me today, and we'll chat a GH history and some of our favorite moments, and we'll be taking your calls to call us up and tell us your favorite moments. So with that, hey, Emily, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for joining me again tonight.
My pleasure. I'm glad I was invited back yet again for this special edition show.
Absolutely. You know, as long as the show's running, you've got an open invitation. You know that.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Okay,
I have just a quick thing to say for, like, our listeners. I want you all, anybody who's listening, call us up and tell us your favorite. I want to know your favorite
moment.
Character, your favorite moment, and your favorite couple from GH history.
Absolutely.
So, character,
absolutely.
Couple, and moment. Call us up,
mm-hmm.
tell us. I want to hear everyone's opinion.
Absolutely, I do too.
And I have to think about it, so I'll tell you at the end of the show, guys, what mine is.
Keeping us in suspense, aren't you there, Emily? Keeping us in suspense, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I have to think about it. I mean, I know my
right.
favorite couple, but I have a lot of favorite
right.
characters and favorite moments, so I have to think about it. So I'm going to, summarize today. Go ahead.
Do your summary, and then I'll chime in.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to tell everybody what happened today. I only have, a few things that happened. So Sonny
mm-hmm.
and Carly discussed their, whole story. They went through, everything, and they went through all three Carlys. And used them all in a great way. AJ was AJ escorted by Emily and Edward and Lila and Alan up the staircase and to the other side, which is very, very gorgeous. And then Bobby and Noah, we find out that Bobby and Noah split up and he's running around with Ann Logan, who was a nurse way back in the day. And we find out that Lucy chose Kevin over Scotty, which everybody expected that anyway, so... That's pretty much it. So where should we start?
What was your favorite moment of the anniversary show?
I like the Sonny and Carly scene, but my
mm-hmm.
favorite was at the very beginning when the hospital was empty and it was in black and white,
mm-hmm.
and they paged Rick and Jesse and Steve and everyone. That was really cool.
That
I liked
was a little
that
epic.
A lot.
That was
yeah,
awesome.
That was very awesome.
Mm-hmm. And my favorite moment for me was, of course, seeing all the Carlys back. That
yeah, I like that.
That was
too.
a nice little nod to history there, wasn't it?
Yeah, and actually after the show, I was wondering. I was I wonder when they got to be Edward, Lila, and Alan because we didn't see their faces. So I
was wondering that exact same thing.
I wonder who was behind those people.
I was wondering that exact same thing. You know,
yeah, because...
So...
Yeah. Because if it had actually been Alan, they would show us, and, John Engle and Annalie are both dead, so
gone, right,
it wasn't
so.
Them, obviously, and it wasn't Stuart
right.
Payman as Alan, or we would have seen his face.
Uh-huh. But,
But, whatever.
But it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. Probably will never know us.
Right, exactly. But I thought it was a nice touch, them having all the quartermains there to escort AJ up to heaven. I thought it was a nice touch.
Yeah, I saw that. When I saw that, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. And I liked the way that they, went down the line, and then they had Alan walk up behind
mm-hmm.
Edward and Lila. I liked that a lot. And someone on Twitter, actually, this is kind of funny, someone on Twitter was like, Monica knows that Jason went to hell because he didn't visit her.
I saw that too.
AJ and Emily both, yeah, I retweeted
it,
but AJ and Emily both visited.
Too, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, Monica now knows that Jason's in hell because he didn't visit.
I saw that tweet too. I think you, or somebody retweeted it, I think.
Yeah, somebody, I didn't even follow the person. Somebody retweeted it into my timeline, and I was like, this is hilarious. Everybody else needs to see this.
That was pretty funny, I got to admit. But yeah, and speaking of that, I don't want to get into any speculation here, but what do you think is gonna happen with the whole Jason thing?
I don't know. I don't think that anything's going to come of it until Kimberly comes back, if she does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, she will, but it's a matter of time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I don't think anything's going to be happening with that until Kimberly decides to come back. I mean, they may recast him,
mm-hmm.
or they may do, I don't know what they're going to do because Steve's happy
yeah.
at Young and the Restless, but we'll see what happens. But
absolutely.
Nothing's really, that storyline's not going to even happen until Kimberly
no, I don't think
decides to make her a re-entrance.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and okay, apparently Soap Opera Digest or one of the soap magazines, I don't know which one
mm-hmm.
it is, one of them is printing that
mm-hmm.
they are recasting Robin and Jason. And
I
for anyone who's, like, wondering about this, Kimberly McCullough said that, as to her knowledge, it's not true. So,
I saw that, too.
But it's on the cover of one of the soap mags. It's I don't know
mm-hmm.
why they would print that when they don't know what they're talking about, but they tend to do that a lot.
Seriously.
So, everybody who's freaking out about that, don't worry.
It's just, it's probably a April Fool's prank.
Well, it's been on there for, like, a week. I saw it a week ago,
oh, yeah.
so I don't know. But why would they recast a character that's been played by Kimberly for 30 years? Like, that's kind of ridiculous.
That's kind of crazy.
She doesn't,
it really is.
She's not needed on Canvas right now.
Right.
Like, she has no story right now. They do not need a Robin right now. So I don't
right.
understand why anybody would even right. speculate as to that.
We have a caller, and I'll bring him on real quick, okay?
Okay, cool.
215, you're
Hi,
on.
Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hey.
How
Hi,
are
how
you?
Are you? Oh, I'm good.
Tired. I had such a long day.
Me too. It's okay.
Hi, Merv.
So,
hey.
What did you think of the show today, or the scenes that you saw? Because I know you said you just saw Sunny and Carly in the Quartermain.
Yeah, I'm not watching the show anymore, so I just quickly, like, fast-forwarded just to see
yeah.
AJ, Monica, Emily, and... the Carlys and Sunny. Well, I thought, you know, I thought they did a good job with the AJ stuff. It's very depressing, though. Like,
it is.
I remember when the Quartermain house used to be, like, filled from top to bottom with so many exes and spouses and
yeah,
everybody.
So many
and so seeing someone, an AJ that's young, like Emily is, and Alan unnecessarily killed walking
yeah.
upstairs. A little depressing. It's like happy anniversary, General Hospital.
Let's kill Quartermain.
Watch all the Quartermains leave. I'm like, okay.
I know. It's really depressing. They should not have. They, okay.
Somber.
Like, one of the stupidest decisions they ever made was killing Alan, and the second
mm-hmm.
one was probably killing Emily. Those were two needless deaths. Like, that didn't need
yeah.
to happen for story
well,
to go
Emily,
on.
Emily was really silly because Emily was a character that could have been recast. They've recast
mm-hmm.
Carly
yeah.
four times. I mean, they could have recast Emily. Only two people had ever played her.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So they could have recast her and kept her. And they, Alan was just for stunt, so that was completely ridiculous. And
that's
and
stupid. Yeah,
and,
the whole Alan thing.
And, right. And you need something to bridge Tracy and Monica because they're not friends. And so it's just
well,
it's just annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really
so
wanted
I didn't
to
necessarily
see.
Like that.
And I really wanted to see Alan like. Actual Alan, like Stuart Damon, as like a ghost with Monica when AJ was dying, but
yeah.
it didn't happen because I don't write it, and therefore it didn't happen.
Yeah,
we saw him last
I don't
year.
Know why. I didn't know why they didn't go to get Stuart Damon on this episode. He, you know, I think he's
yeah.
pretty much needed.
It should have.
And
been.
I retweeted the comment about Jason being in hell. By the way,
yeah. A lot of people were retweeting that. Like, I saw you retweet it, and my friend Kathy retweeted it. Like, everybody.
Well, before I even saw it, I said to my friend, wait, so when did Monica ask AJ and Emily about Jason, and they both just darted their eyes to the ground? Right?
Yeah.
Well, they asked guys, look down there.
And who is okay? Apparently Monica, like, was Dawn Monica's child? Like, who is this person that I've
yes.
never heard of?
Yes.
Okay, so
Dawn
she had another
Monica's
kid.
Child. Monica
I love
did.
The fact
Monica had another
nobody
daughter
remembers
who was killed.
This.
No, Monica
that
had
is
Dawn.
Awful.
No, Monica had Dawn Winthrop, and she was played by four blondes, four different actresses. One of them is Sharon Case, who plays Sharon Newman over on Young and the Restless.
Newman,
she,
yeah.
She was one of the Dawns. That was where I first saw her, actually.
See,
this was back
I
in, like, late 80s,
how,
early 90s.
I don't know
and
how
Dawn
I don't
died.
Know this, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. Everybody was like, the forgotten child.
Yeah, because she's not Alan's, and really she was only on the show a couple years before she died. And yeah, so Monica, literally all her children have died. Emily's
and
not
her
biological
husband and
Monica.
Her man on the side. Yeah, Emily's her friend.
Emily's her friend's kid, yeah. But I was going to ask your question, character couple, and what was the other thing you asked?
Character couple and favorite moment in show history.
Yeah, I can't really pick one, but I can give you, like, a top. My favorite characters are really Anna, Felicia, Brenda, and Robin, I would say. And my favorite, I have favorite guys, too, would be, like, Robert, Lucky, Frisco, and I don't know who the fourth would be.
Okay, on the note of Frisco, I
Sean.
Just have to say that today they said something really rude. Like, Mac was like, Frisco stood up at the nurse's ball and sang that stupid song to Felicia. They need to stop with the Frisco Jones bashing. This is killing me.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's bad.
I think it's really what it is it's like Frisco's a popular character, number one, and Frisco and Felicia were a really popular couple. I mean, when I watched the show, I don't remember back in the 80s, like, ever talking to anyone who watched GH that wasn't a Frisco and Felicia fan.
Exactly.
And so I think it's unnecessary, and I just think it's personal. I think that possibly Ron or Frank take out personal vendettas against actors and characters and through the show, and that kind of really pisses me off. Because
it's
the audience.
Really rude.
You make the show for the audience,
is.
Not for yourself. And if you don't like the character,
I think it's
tacky,
to be honest with you. Because I know that there was a blow-up after Jack left. Like, he made a public statement about how he was upset with the way that the character was written. And, like, I'm completely on his side because that was awful at the nurse's ball last year. And ever since he said that, they have been taking these low blows at Frisco, and it's unnecessary, and it's really tacky.
Yeah, I wish he actually hadn't have come back. I wish he actually had never returned, and I'm a huge Frisco fan. But after what they did, I wish he had never come back.
I mean, and the fact that he's being, like, made fun of just because he spoke his mind about his return is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sure that, and it does no service to the characters talking like that, like Felicia, Mac, or Lucy, or Kevin, or any of them, especially since, like, you know, Frisco saved Lucy's hide back in the day in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, he saved Felicia, you know, and he did and he did a lot. He was a hero. So it's not like he was a bad guy or anything like that. Yeah, I mean, they talk more, you know, fondly of Sonny. They talk more fondly of Sonny, who's never been on the level of Frisco, you know.
Well, you know,
as far
back,
as, like, a person.
A while back, Felicia made a comment about how she has nightmares about Frisco. Like, seriously, that was a little, whatever.
I think it's just childish.
It's tacky.
Like, to the history of the characters for her to feel that way. I mean, he's the father of her children. If I had a father of my children, I don't think I would ever talk about them like that, ever.
Yeah, even if you're not with them, you don't say that.
No, I don't think I would ever, like, because, you know, they're part of my child. I don't think I could ever talk about, you know, that's, you know, I feel that way about, you know, the biological. I think it would just prevent me from, personally, that maybe the head writer is very mature, and because taking low blows like that is very immature.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, some of the things that he does I love so much, and some of them I'm like, why was that necessary?
Well, I have a couple favorite couples, too. I have Sonny and Brenda, Robert and Anna, Frisco and Felicia. That's it. But you know what's funny is regarding the Carlys today, I hated Sarah Brown, but I always championed the fact that she's
a
great actress.
She's a great actress. I just don't like her as Carly.
Right, she's a phenomenal actress. This is that her Carly broke up my Jason and Robin, and her Carly lied to all the Quartermains and made started the decimation of that family. And I could never ever like her Carly, but I will say she was again fantastic today in the role.
She
little bit
she
gave
was really
her.
Good today.
Yeah, and Tamara was so fun. It was actually not, it was more the lighthearted part of the episode, and her, and I wish they'd picked better flashbacks of her and Maurice, actually. I was really disappointed in the two flashbacks they showed. I thought her and Maurice had such better scenes, or the three flashbacks
mm-hmm.
they showed or whatever.
They yeah.
had just, I think the picture scene is great, but they cut out the best part, which is where she turns around and runs into the room, and I think they cut it out because there's other people in the background. And they didn't
yeah.
want to have to
and
pay
anybody
else. And
they have to get royalties.
Else. Yeah, and so I think that was the reason for cutting it. But they cut out the best part. And
mm-hmm.
I just think they had much, throughout their marriage, there were so many better moments. But kudos to her, because she looks fantastic. And she could
yeah.
never play Chad Dole's mother in a million years. There's no way she could be the mother to today's Michael.
Yeah.
She looks fantastic.
Yeah.
She looks too young.
Well, Cody
but,
and I were talking about
right.
this off air. We think that all of the Carlys should be in the same outfit. The way they were doing it, they
yeah.
should have
yeah.
all been wearing the same
yeah,
outfit.
Continuity. Good point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looked weird.
Definitely.
I'm like, what the heck? That was like the one oversight. Everything else was flawless with that. But
right.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Leah mentioned Robert and Anna. Okay. My biggest confession ever is I'm a Duke and Anna fan. I'm a Robert and Holly fan, but I also love Robert and Anna. And, like, this has been, like, this private secret between me and Leah for so long. And it's, like, now it's out there. Like, I love them
well,
all,
well, I don't
okay?
tell anyone
you guys,
because I don't
yeah.
want you to get, like, hammered on Twitter.
Well, now they can hammer
me because
if anyone's
show,
listening. Y'all. Yeah, it just came out because it just I love them all. I think people are catching on because I do make Robert and Anna videos. But I love them all three, and if that makes me a terrible shipper, then whatever.
No,
so
not
bad.
At all. I think it's great that you like all three. You
know,
I
have
nothing against
like all three.
There's a difference. I think couples back in the 80s were written really well into the fact that people
mm-hmm.
could like them all. Like, it wasn't like Robert stole or Duke stole Anna from Robert or anything. They
yeah.
had moved on at that point. And
yeah,
again, when
so
Robert were married, they had moved on. Right, there was
mm-hmm.
never really like the cheating and the backstabbing that there is today. These people were really friends and really cared about each other and have done things for each other. So
yeah.
I don't think there's animosity towards, at least I don't have any animosity towards Duke being a Robert and Anna fan, and I don't have any animosity towards Holly either. So
yeah, exactly.
being
and
an
I
RNA
like
fan doesn't make me hate the others.
I like the fact now that she's with Duke, and I like the fact that he is like with Holly, even though they're off screen or whatever. And I I like the fact that they did it that way because now I like the Robert and Anna friendship, the way that they work together and stuff. And so I like the way that they did it with having him leave to go find Holly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So
I always
yes,
liked
I
Robert
all
and
three.
Anna as friends. I always liked Robert and Anna as friends. They make a great team. And I when most of the time they were on GH, they were exes. And I always enjoyed Robert with Catherine and Robert with other women and
yeah.
stuff. And so I would agree. I agree. It's fine if they're friends. I mean, if Anna, you know, I don't have any animosity. I just love them on air together. I think they're
yeah.
fantastic as lovers and friends.
They have
and
a really
everything.
Good dynamic. Sure.
That's why Robin's like my favorite because she's their little
kid. I know. Perfect.
She's the best part of both of them.
Yeah, I like when they found her this year because that scene where they, okay, do you remember, I don't know, were you watching when Anna and Robin reunited this year?
Oh, I saw all Robin's scenes regarding
yeah.
her return,
okay.
yeah.
So the scene where Anna was, like, looking for her or whatever in the catacombs and she came upstairs and her and Robin both
yeah.
turned to each other and they were both about to shoot
yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
And he was like, I could have killed you. She's like, I could have killed you. Get out of the way. That was, like,
yeah.
perfect team right there.
Yeah, they're going back and watching their clips is fantastic because they used to have a lot of money and they used to put them in cars and on location and Robert and Anna riding horses and running around.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so great. It was so fun to watch. So fun.
And they are just so funny. Like, Robert's hilarious. Like, I watched Night Shift. I don't know if you guys watched or anybody else watched
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I saw both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
did
watched
you like
Night
it?
Shift. Yeah, I loved it. Because they can say things mm-hmm. at nighttime that they can't say during the day. So it made it funnier because of the stuff that Robert could say that he can't say during daytime.
Right.
And Robert
doesn't
was so
funny.
Funny. I love
yeah.
Night
yeah.
Shift.
Mm-hmm.
But
Robert's like a really good, like, he was like a really good, like, hero. He was the commissioner. He was just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I was young, when that story was going on, and I just remember growing up going, I want to marry a Robert or a Frisco, Mom.
Yeah, I want a Robert or Scorpio. Well, I love him.
I didn't marry either.
He's hilarious.
He's
an awesome character. He's a hero. He's really funny. He's like got all these. He's
charming.
Had really good love stories. Like with everyone that he's been with, he has had a good story.
Have you ever seen the argument between Robert and Anna back in the 90s, the early 90s, where he calls her a frump?
Yes.
Did you see that scene? That is one of my favorite Robert and Anna arguments ever. Because they call each other out
on
everything.
They,
and what,
what
two people can do that and still love each other? Only them.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty much.
No hard feelings. They get away with so much with each other, it isn't funny.
They're hilarious together. Even when they fight, like it's not like angsty. It's like hilarious when they're arguing with each other.
I know. I love it. I love it.
And I like the Robert Polly story.
Did I pick up your whole show?
No, we have like 15. Well, we're live for 3 more minutes, and then we can keep going for 15, and we're archived for 15. But it's okay because we enjoy chatting with callers for a really long amount of time. Okay, I decided on my favorite couples and characters, Cody. Here I go. Ready? So
awesome.
This is
awesome.
Not a shock. My favorite couple ever is Luke and Laura because who doesn't love them?
Awesome.
My favorite characters, I have so many. Anna, well, I'll just do women and men separately. Anna and Carly, I know that you hate her. And I like Brenda, too. And Robin. Yeah, so those are like my favorite women. And then men, like I like Sonny, but not a lot because he kind of annoys me. I like Nicholas because I want to marry him. I like Robert because Robert is just amazing. But Nicholas is my favorite because we're going to get married. And even though he's already married, I'm Tyler Christopher, if you're listening, let's get married. and then shout out to my friends.
He dated Brenda back in the day.
Yeah, and he dated Natalia, too. Whatever, anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. He dated the women of General Hospital.
Yeah. And Eva Longoria, and he married her. And then...
Wait. Who was your favorite couple, Luke and Laura?
Yeah, Luke and Laura are my all-time favorite.
Okay.
But I like some other couples a lot, so I'm not going to list them all. But Luke and Laura are just above everyone else. And then my favorite men, well, we already went through that because I just asked somebody to marry me on air. And then my favorite moment ever. Okay, I don't have a favorite moment ever. There's so many good things. I like when Lucy married Alan and she walked down the steps in the red dress. That was pretty awesome. Lucy chose red wedding dress. And Luke and Laura in a pink Cadillac.
I'll just chime in with my favorite moment ever. It was actually an entire episode, but about several.
I know.
Yes, you do, Emily. About several Christmases ago, Maxie and Spinelli went around.
Oh yeah.
Granting the town's wishes.
Granting wishes. Yeah.
That was awesome.
I like.
Yeah,
the
I remember
Christmas
that.
Episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I like them all. That's my problem.
That was my favorite moment.
Murphy, how long have you been watching the show?
Since probably 2003. So I'm quote, newbie, fairly. So.
It's so funny because I've only been watching for a couple years, but I know, like, all the history because I studied. Like, I did, like, extensive research. I don't want to be the idiot on Twitter who didn't know what I was talking about. So I, like, read the whole
page 50 book. I kept correcting her. Every time she tweeted something, I was like, now, Emily, you don't want to say that about them because they've done this.
Hey, y'all.
We had fun.
The stream's going to quit in about 30 seconds.
But we can keep talking. Because we're still on for 15 minutes, even if the live stream ends. So we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
But, I read the whole GH50 book, like, cover to cover multiple times because I wanted to learn everything. Then I watched the 50th marathon on SoapNet that was on for, like, 2 nights. It was, like, 50 hours General Hospital, and I watched every single episode. I slept on my sofa and watched GH. It was bad.
Wow.
It was, like, I don't think I moved in 50 hours.
I didn't. Did I pick a favorite moment? No? Hmm.
No, you didn't. You said there's too many.
There are too many. I mean, I could listen. I love the whole BJ Maxie heart transplant. It was such a great story. I actually have it on DVD.
Yeah, so good.
I actually have it on DVD from start to finish. I love that.
Somebody
Brad Mall's fantastic.
Somebody told me that they found a VHS tape of, like, they used to release these DVDs, and it had, like, Luke and Laura's whole story on it. And somebody told me they found a VHS of it, and they were like, do you want me to mail this to you? I'm like, I don't even have a VCR.
I have that old VHS. I own it.
Yeah, a bunch of people have it. And they were like, Emily, do you want this old VHS? I found it at my parents' house cleaning or whatever. I'm like, I don't have a VCR, but thank you for your effort.
Yeah, no, I have it on, I had it on VHS. I transferred it to DVD.
Everybody has them. Like, everybody's like, Emily, do you, and I have them on my laptop. I downloaded them offline, and everybody's like, do you want the VHS? I'm like, no, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, because Luke and Laura is probably one of the only GH phenomenons I didn't actually watch live, because I started watching in 85, so I had missed that whole thing. So it was only, like, I bought it to actually see it. And I think it's, yeah, of course, it's, like, one of the greatest stories. It's also one of the craziest.
I hadn't seen it all.
A woman falling in love with her rapist.
Yeah. I had seen it all separately, and I didn't know what came in order, so then I watched the VHS, so I knew that what came first. So I watched it all, but I didn't know what came first or what came second, whatever. So then I was like, watched the whole tape, because they made like two of them. They had like volume one and volume two. I watched both of them, and I was like, that makes sense.
Luke and Laura, I love the moment where they reunite on the lawn of the mayor's lawn. That's a great moment.
Yeah, that's so good. And you know what's funny is before I'd ever even watched GH, I knew that moment. Like I had never watched the show, and
they re-air
it. I had seen that. Yeah, they put it on the news and I had seen it somewhere. I don't remember where. It was like on the news or something. They were talking about her return to like TV in like 2011 or something. And I had seen that on the air, like, as a smaller kid. And I was like, how do I know this moment? I have never watched a show before, and I know that she's going to run across the lawn to him.
You know what's so funny, too? Poor Charles then, Gloria Monty had it, like, a major metropolitan city. It was a big port. It was a big city. And today's writing writes it as some, like, little small, like, you know,
port. Yeah, little small place. But they have a college
right.
and an international airport.
That's right. And back in the day, you know, GH was, I mean, Port Charles was so much bigger.
Huge.
It was so vast. It shrunk. The town has literally shrunk.
Well, and you know what's funny is they have so many big monumental things. Like, they talk about, like, the airport. They have, like, an international airport. They have, like, a college. And I'm like, this town is so small. You have, like, Sonny's house. You have, like, the hotel. And you have, like, all the other little houses that you never see anymore. That's Port Charles.
When you watch GH in the 80s, they used to go to, like, pizza places and Chinese restaurants. And they used to go, like... They used to go to cafes. They used to go all over the place.
Now they have, like, two restaurants.
That weren't there the day before. Right, they had many apartment buildings. It was insane how many places.
And now they have two restaurants.
They actually had. I know, now everyone eats at Kelly's.
My mom said something to me about the Port Charles Hotel. I'm like, what's the Port Charles Hotel? I'm like,
that
like,
was the hotel
like,
that reportedly owned that they burned down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
I remember that storyline actually.
That was a good one. Of all the Guza, like he used to do these stories where he put all the cast in one place.
All the cast together.
And
like the train wreck.
That was my favorite, the hotel fire.
A Port Charles fire, yeah. Yep, I remember that.
I like the hostage crisis story.
I thought of all the ones he did, those sweep stories. That was the best one actually. The hotel fire. I liked that Alexis and Carly were trapped together. I liked the whole Xander thing and then everyone on the roof. And it had a lot of romance to it. I actually really liked that sweep. That was a good story.
Did you want to see maybe go ahead, whoever.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Do you guys remember it's been a while, but they released those like What If different characters from different soaps met. Did you guys ever watch those?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I did.
Spinelli and Todd.
Spinelli and Todd was pretty cool.
Didn't Maxie meet Leo or something? And Greenlee met Jason?
Yeah, something like that.
Greenlee met Jason.
Yeah.
I hate Jason.
and John met Sam. And you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. They ended up together on GH.
They ended up on screen together, yeah. That's pretty cool.
And
yeah,
yeah, everybody hates Jason.
Yeah. I don't know. There are a lot of people who love Jason. I'm just not one. I used to love Jason back in the 90s. Even when he was Jason Morgan, I still liked him. And then he started lying for Carly and betraying his own Cordiane family and stopped talking, and he just became like me.
Got weird.
I stopped. He never changed clothes. He became like a cartoon character who only wears black and shirts and blue jeans, and only cartoons don't change clothes, and some cartoons do nowadays. I was just, I just stopped liking him at that point. Huh?
You know.
Jason, towards the end, Jason looked like Johnny Bravo in his black T-shirt with his hair.
Yeah,
he was so stupid anymore. Yep. He was just horribly written. He didn't have any emotion. I remember Jason, even when he was in Morgan, when he would get emotional with Robin and with Sunny and Carly even, and then all of a sudden he just became
and
like...
And then just didn't have it anymore.
Yeah, everything was just like, all right, just leave. It was like, I'm like, who are you? And what happened? Like, you weren't like this originally when you were brain damaged.
You know, before we go, because we've only got like 8 or 9 minutes left to make this quick, but my favorite characters, of course,
go ahead.
I keep in mind, I've been watching since about 03, so only for about 11 years, I adore Maxie.
Me too. Leanne, you hate her?
Maxie?
I love Maxie.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't hate Maxie at all.
Well, we just agreed on something. All the presses. Me and I agree.
No. I couldn't possibly hate Maxie. She's Frisco and Felicia's child. Come on.
When
True.
He was on, I loved Spinelli, too, when Spinelli was on.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves Spinelli.
I love Spinelli.
And they have a baby now. I just get emotional thinking of that. Speaky baby.
Yeah.
I love Britt. Of course, I know that's not the popular opinion at this point, but...
I like her.
No, I actually think Kelly, who plays Britt, is a really good actress. I think she's
great.
She's so
great.
I actually don't hate Britt at all.
You know...
Do you like Britt and Nicholas?
I had the chance to...
Yeah. I was just wondering.
Oh, no, I really actually really liked Britt and Nicholas in the beginning, but then they did the thing they did with every couple they put together almost, they just sort of put them at engagement status. And it was like,
yeah.
I don't know how these people get from saying I love you, sleeping together first time to a few weeks later marrying. Like, it's just stupid.
Especially for characters like
Nicholas, who's been divorced. It's like, okay, Nick, you've been divorced.
Yeah.
You know to slow down, right?
Britt and Nicholas didn't even say I love you until he asked her to marry him.
Right.
Yeah, I find the rushness. I could really, really like Britt and Nicholas. I just feel that they rush things too much.
Because I don't like
him
with Liz.
Yeah. The couples that actually are doing well on GH, I think, would be Rick, because they have history, and Cavallotti doesn't have to write it.
And story.
He just has to play through the past. In the past, they already went through the slow romance. Huh?
I said, preach it. True. He doesn't
have
to write it. It already happened.
If you have a prefix and Cavallotti brings you on, he does better with you. Because he likes
That's
to
true.
Rush things really quick, and I don't buy it. But if a couple has
People
a history.
People get bored, but I don't.
Yeah, if a couple has a history, he does okay with them. Because he's like, oh, I don't have to write all those firsts and divorces and stuff. They've got all that history. Let's bring them on. It makes it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Rick.
Really quickly, I'm going to have to let you go because we're
We have 5 minutes.
Almost running out of time. Anyway, you know, Kelly, the actress that plays Britt,
yes.
I had her on the show a couple of times here. She is the sweetest lady on this entire planet.
She's so cool.
Is she?
Like, I just love her.
She is the sweetest lady ever.
I want to be her best friend.
Well,
she's so awesome.
I'm going to say something about her. I thought that she was a good actress from the get-go when she was mean to Emma, because that's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
I knew she was really coming into her own when she went up against Anders Hove in those scenes and said,
Ben
is not my child, and the single tear ran down her cheek. I knew that she had really good chops. And I was actually disappointed she was not pre-nominated for an Emmy this year.
Yeah, that was
because
that,
I thought
that
she
was,
deserved
actually,
it.
Very disappointing.
When she was pregnant and she was playing that whole storyline, she was really
mm-hmm.
convincing. Like, you know, Kirsten was actually pregnant, so it wasn't that far of a stretch, but, like, Kelly played it so convincingly that she was pregnant. I was like, this is amazing.
And listen, I like underdogs. Like, you know, Brenda went up against Karen in the beginning, and Karen was, like, the light of the show. You know, she was the good girl everyone loved, and nobody liked Brenda. And then all of a sudden, Brenda got with Sunny, and it was like everyone loved Brenda. And I was just waiting for that to happen with Britt. I was like, she's going up against Elizabeth, and everybody loves Liz, but she's going to be like Brenda. They're gonna,
I don't.
You know, they're going to love her.
I said it out loud.
Now,
I don't love Elizabeth.
And Aaliyah, do you follow me on Twitter?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't looked at my – I don't know if I am or not.
She doesn't go on –
I had a couple new followers,
like,
so I haven't checked it.
It's
check
David
in. I'm
Murph.
Making dinner right
Emily
now.
Emily can
I'll
link you to it.
Wait, Cody, you didn't tell us your favorite couple. You just told your characters. You need a couple.
Oh, my favorite couple?
Because we have 2 minutes.
It's going
to be I don't have one, to be honest with you.
It's really?
I like them all.
Oh, really?
Spixie's stuff. Yeah, he likes everyone. It's so easy to talk to this kid because, like, he agrees with me on everything. We always agree.
I don't have a favorite couple. And y'all know my favorite moment. Y'all know that. Listen, Leah. It's been a fun chatting with you. I'll let you go.
Yeah, thanks for calling us. Okay,
yeah,
bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it, Em?
Yeah, that was fun. I love Leah. We're, like, super close friends, so it's really awesome when she calls us.
Awesome.
I like debating with her because we normally don't agree, so it's fun.
I think I'm going to let you go because I need to wrap up a little bit here, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right, cool. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little GH celebration. Really quick, I wanted to just say, next week at 6 p.m. Eastern, I am having the incredibly talented Teo Pinglis, who plays a Victor, and I am so excited for this. So you'll want to tune in for that. And I think that's all I've got, so I'm going to in the episode here, you've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.